Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We turned the calendar to December this past weekend, and as we turn our ISU garden calendar to December, we still have a few reminders for you on this handy calendar to keep those green things in your life going even in the winter. If you have holiday plants, a reminder that the key to watering a poinsettia is the moisture content of the potting soil. You can check the potting soil daily with your finger, and when the soil surface becomes dry to the touch, you should water the plant until water begins to flow out the bottom of the pot, then discard the extra water. If you are looking for more information on handling holiday plants, amaryllis and holiday cacti are the subject of this week's Yard and Garden column on blooms for the holidays. Our Extension horticulturists offer tips for maintaining these plants so they can be enjoyed for many years. A few highlights include managing day length and temperature to help control the flowering of Thanksgiving and Christmas cacti. And for the amaryllis, some tips on how to get an amaryllis that was purchased the previous year to rebloom again for this year. Of course, that information in this week's Yard and Garden column on the ISU Extension website, and some great tips there for taking care of all of your holiday greenery. Back to the garden calendar, more tips for those holiday plants include tips on fresh Christmas trees. If you are purchasing a fresh Christmas tree, the freshness of Christmas trees sold at commercial lots can be determined by gently running your hand over a branch. The needles of a fresh tree will be pliable, and those on a dry tree will be more brittle. Another test is to lift the tree by the trunk and lightly bounce it on the ground. Heavy needle drop indicates a dry tree, while fresh trees will drop much fewer needles. Also a reminder from the garden calendar that winter, anytime from December through February, once it gets nice and chilly, is the best time to prune oak trees in Iowa, as this greatly reduces the risk of an oak wilt infection. For more information on oak wilt and pruning of oak trees, you can find publications on both of those subjects in the ISU Extension online store and download those for free if you want more information on managing oak wilt or pruning your oak trees. And our final reminder from the December 2018 ISU Garden Calendar is to use your de-icing salts prudently to minimize damage to your landscape plants. Before application, you want to wait until the precipitation has ended and remove as much of the snow and ice as possible manually with a shovel, scoop, or snowblower before you start to use de-icing salts. Use them at rates sufficient to loosen the ice and snow from driveways and sidewalks, and then remove the loosened snow and ice with a shovel. You can also mix your salt with an abrasive material, such as sand or kitty litter, to help spread it farther and help provide traction on that melting snow and ice. Again, that's to minimize the damage to landscaping plants, which oftentimes are planted near our pathways and walkways that we are trying to de-ice this time of year. For more information, and if you're looking for tips for next year, a reminder that the 2019 Garden Calendar is now available for purchase through the ISU Extension Store or right here in the Cass County Extension Office. That Garden Calendar theme this year is Gardens Through the Season. Gardens provide beauty in the form of colorful flowers, fruit, foliage, and bark, and the beauty of our gardens is often enhanced by snow, blue skies, birds, and butterflies, and gardens provide fresh, nutritious fruits and vegetables in season as well. The garden calendar, again, provides monthly tips with cultural information for fruits and vegetables, lawn care recommendations, tree and shrub guidance, and other information on growing and caring for plants throughout the year. The calendar provides tips on a variety of topics so you can easily know what tasks should be completed next in your garden. This garden calendar is a great gift for the gardener in your life as well, and those are available here at the Extension Office or online for $7 a piece. For more resources from ISU Extension or for information on upcoming programs through ISU Extension here in Cass County, be sure to check out the Cass County Extension website or follow us on Facebook for upcoming events. You can also give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.